It's Tuesday, February 25th, 2020, and I'm Dave Sobel. Two things to know today. Channel Pro's latest state of the channel data, and Apple's certificate change is small, but very important to know. This is the Business of Tech. Channel Pro released their state of the channel report last week. Here are some of the data highlights from the article, with link in the show notes. On managed services, 65% of those surveyed in 2019 offered at least some managed services, and the number now for 2020 stands at 82%. For comparison's sake, only 77% of surveyed readers offer basics like networking gear and PCs. On security services, in 2019, 50% rated their anxiety level about cybersecurity dangers at 9 or 10 on a 1 to 10 scale, with 10 indicating the most concern. This year, that figure is all the way up to 67%. 46% of those polled foresee higher profits for security services in the next 12 months versus 36% last year. Another 36% see steeper profits on the way in BDR, and 24% say the same of training services. On cloud, the portion of survey participants making at least half of their revenue from the cloud has more than doubled since 2019, from 8% to a still modest 18%. The number of channel pros making less than a quarter of their revenue online, by contrast, has dropped from 79% to 68%. 44% of those polled expect cloud solutions to generate a greater share of revenue this year, down from 57% a year ago, and 51% see cloud revenues holding stable. The portion of the audience selling infrastructure as a service solution based on Microsoft Azure, Amazon Web Services, and other public cloud platforms has notched up from 32% in last year's survey to 36% in this year's. Just over 31% now deliver platform as a service offerings, as opposed to just 25% a year ago. Seems no one is making much profits in SaaS productivity apps. Just 4% of the channel partners surveyed, in fact, called Office 365 a high-margin business, and 53% believe margins will remain about the same this year. Slightly better, 6% of poll respondents like the profits they're clearing on G Suite, but 37% foresee flat margins ahead there too. The share of participants in the survey anticipating much better conditions for their business in the next 12 months jumped from 23% last year to 33% in 2020, while respondents predicting merely stable conditions dropped from 31% to 24%. Similarly, 57% of channel pros expect their clients to spend more on technology this year, and 11% believe the increase will be significant. So why do we care? I'll start with the data point around managed services adoption. Channel Pro claims 82%, and SolarWinds just claimed 97%. At this point, who knows what the term even means? It's become useless, with every vendor claiming their customers are managed services providers and competing surveys with no actual definition of the term. Managed services is dead, long live managed services. The term is meaningless now, but there are players delivering technology services on a recurring revenue basis effectively. We just have no way of actually comparing them, making all this data pretty useless. On security, I'd say there's plenty of reason to be anxious, and I really want to know what the 33% who aren't reporting this top of mind are worried about, because you should be intensely paranoid. I'm a bit worried the number isn't higher. Moving on to cloud, 36% now delivering solutions around infrastructure as a service. So vendors, how many of you actually have solutions here? It seems to me that all the cloud management tools are a distinctly separate space and aren't working with typical SMB-focused tech providers. DiviCloud, Datadog, BetterCloud, Xylo. Listeners, if I'm missing a play here, let me know. I like the optimism in the report. I've been bullish on delivering technology to customers as a service, and I know this is a very needed service. My primary concerns right now are security threats out there, and the disconnect between the tool providers focused in this space versus what the actual needs are. This is something we'll explore more in the coming weeks. Apple has announced that long-life HTTPS certificates will no longer be accepted in Safari later this year. From the Register, quote, Safari will, later this year, no longer accept new HTTPS certificates that expire more than 13 months from their creation date. That means websites using long-life SSL/TLS certs issued after the cutoff point will throw up privacy errors in Apple's browser, end quote. This implementation in Safari impacts both iOS and macOS devices. Why do we care? Apple has unilaterally made this decision. And with such a significant portion of web traffic being iOS alone, this now matters. Check those certificate expirations, because this will cause problems to certs as of September 1st, 2020. Service providers, you have been warned. Thanks for listening to The Business of Tech. If you like the show, three things you can do right now to help. First, review and like us on Apple Podcasts, Google Play, and wherever you listen to the show. It really helps. Second, subscribe to our YouTube channel, getting videos and live streams for additional insights and stories. Finally, sign up for our newsletter right on mspradio.com. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you tomorrow.